father of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, I look up and watching the golf this weekend, and there's Preston Stanley. Preston Stanley is an assistant pro at Pine Forest Country Club, my club. And there is Preston Stanley at 9 under and in a tournament. And it's like, holy crap, that's Preston. And Preston's joining us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to talk about his first ever pro tournament, in which he shoots 65 on Saturday and finishes 7 under for the tournament and picks up a nice little paycheck along the way. Preston, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing today?
So what was it? What's this? So for those of you who don't know, Preston, you got in your first tournament. He was a Monday qualifier. You go up on Mondays. You got to be able to qualify on Mondays. But you go up there and you play really well. Four guys made the tournament. And Preston was one of those four guys. Shoots 65 on Monday to get into the tournament. But this is a dream, obviously a dream come true for you, a lifelong golfer. Tell us about the whole experience and what it was like teeing it up on that first tee box on Thursday.
Man, it was a real treat. You know, I got a good pairing with Boo Weekly and Dolly Vanderwalt, and you know, I was nervous as all get out walking to that first tee. Just wanted to get the ball airborne. And then after watching Boo kind of snap hook it left and start laughing, that really kind of freed me up a little bit. And I was able to kind of get off the tee box right down the middle, fortunately. But it was a little nerves on that first tee box.
I guess you were. So, what did you learn this weekend? You mean you shoot 7 under. At one point you were 9. You shoot 65 on Saturday. What did you learn this weekend while you were playing with those guys?
You know, I learned that my game is good enough to compete with those boys. You know, now it's just kind of working on the short game aspect of it all, because up there in Illinois, the rough and greens were completely different than anything I've really played before. And you can definitely tell that they've played on the surfaces quite a bit. But, you know, taking a lot of confidence from it and – you know, going to work on the short game a lot over the next few weeks.
Preston Stanley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, a local pro, assistant pro, who not only made the tournament, but picked up a nice check along the way. What was it like? I mean, what's it like while you're walking, while you're talking with the guys that you're playing with? Who did you play with over the 4 days?
So I played with, like I said earlier, Boo Weekly, Dowie Vanderwalt. Played with on Saturday. I played with Brandon Hagee. He's been on tour for about 5 years, and then on Sunday got to play with the legend Charles Howell III. And you know, my wife's family's from Oklahoma, and he went to Oklahoma State, so we had a few connections there. And you know, he's a really nice guy, tons of fun.
Is there a lot of talking while you're playing?
I would say kind of early, and then you kind of get into your own little world there for a bit. But there's definitely some banter between players as we're walking from the tee boxes to the fairways.
We make so much of the live stuff going on out there. Preston, was there a lot of talk about it while you were during the 4 days that you were with those guys?
I wouldn't say there was a lot of talk, but they were definitely aware of it, and you know, heard a couple guys that got offers, and you know, they kind of expressed their loyalty to the PGA Tour, and you know, rightfully so. I mean, it's a little different. I mean, you can't go wrong with the PGA Tour. PGA Tour, they do everything right, from you know, courtesy cars to making sure we got all the stuff we need to perform. I mean, it's a fantastic tour.
Preston Stanley with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Does you know, with Kevin Na's and Patrick Reed's and Pat Perez's and Dustin Johnson's, and these are spots that would be you know, taken up by those guys on the PGA Tour. Does this open up spots for guys like you?
Oh, 100%. I would definitely say that there's a lot of PGA Tour players that, you know, they deserve to be there. But there's also, with those guys leaving, that's opening up doors for players like myself and other mini tour guys that, you know, have the game. They just, you know, it's kind of a secluded group of people up there on the PGA Tour. And I think the PGA Tour is doing a good job of, you know, changing Q School to where they're giving a few cards out starting next year that you can go, you know, you can be like I am, working behind the counter and, you know, have three good tournaments in Q School and be on the PGA Tour the following year. So it's definitely good for the game to allow us to possibly make our own mark on the future of the PGA Tour.
Well, it keeps you, I mean, it's the old carrot and the stick. I mean, you got to have a carrot to keep moving forward, something to play towards. I'm curious what your cell phone looked like after the tournament was over, because we always hear from a lot of athletes talk about when something unusual happens for them or something that's noteworthy happens, their phones just blow up. What was it like for you after you finished that final round?
Yeah, so I was kind of playing a game with you know, my caddy Trey, who's my brother-in-law, and then my wife was up here with our two-month-old son, and you know, I was kind of playing the game. All right, how many texts do I have? And I think at one point it got up to 217 unread texts. But I thought I did a pretty good job of getting back to everyone Sunday whenever I was driving back to Kansas City.
Yeah, by the way, you drove up there. Why did you pick the John Deere? I mean, from here you got to drive all the way up to the Quad Cities and courses that you don't know and the kind of grass that you don't know. Why'd you pick that one?
Well, I was up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for a mini tour event. And, you know, it was either drive to Denver and play in the Corn Ferry qualifier and then also the Colorado State Open qualifier, or drive up to the John Deere and possibly get into the PGA Tour event. And it was about the same amount of driving. So I was like, I'll just go up to the PGA Tour qualifier and, you know, see what happens. And fortunate enough for me, I played well and got to have a great experience last week.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Do the other assistant pros like Dawson and Teresa, they get pissed at you because you're never there?
You know, I think they are a little jealous, but you know, it's a big team effort over there at Pine, and I'm really appreciative for them for kind of stepping up and working a little bit more while I'm gone.
Yeah, no. You got to step it up, Tommy. Tommy, step it up, Tommy. Let's do something for a change. Preston, man, congrats. When I saw that you were out there and you were doing that, that was just, I mean, everybody here was just rooting for you and can't be happier for you. You picked up a nice paycheck. And what's ahead now? What's going to happen?
So I'm driving back to Houston from Ponca City, Oklahoma tomorrow, more than likely. And then I leave on Saturday. Going to fly out to Reno and do the Barracuda PGA Tour Monday qualifier and see if we can run it back.
Run it back, baby. Get on out there. Play well. That is great stuff, sir. Preston, congratulations, man, on a nice weekend, a nice paycheck, and getting that first taste was awful nice, wasn't it?
And it sure was, you know. Can't go wrong with that.
No, good stuff. Way to go. That's Preston Stanley right here on ESPN 97.5 and 9. Watch for him. Hopefully he's going to be out there quite a bit. We'll be rooting for him there. Ponca City. Once broke a glass in a bathroom in Ponca City in the airport there. Yeah.
What do you mean?
We were loaded and just tripped and fell. And
yeah. Sounds like my Sunday.
Yeah, sounds like you.
Ponca City?
Ponca City. Yeah. We had to land there because
there's an airport there?
We couldn't land in Stillwater.
There's an airport in Ponca City.
It's a small one.
How long ago was this?
Maybe 7-8 years ago.
Oh, so not in college.
No.
College or not in, like,
oh,
you know, when you were in your
20s.
Oklahoma
State game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, as a grown person.
As a grown person.
As a grown person with your kids out of the house.
Yeah.
That kind.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one
no, they
talk.
Were still, my kids were still at the house, I think.
I'm one
but we
talk.
Were
since
gone.
I found
we were gone that weekend.
Since I have found pictures in my phone of pictures with me and my new best friends who I don't even hardly remember.
Right, from this
weekend.
From
a concert literally this Sunday.
Yep.
But nothing got broken.
No. I do remember the we did break. There was a glass broken in the bathroom. I remember that. 842 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Happy for Preston, and way to go. That's just a great story. Anytime you get up to the highest level and you're able to compete and take care of business, that is really
cool. It may never happen again. So having a moment like that is,
well, you hope
you remember.
Yeah.
You just never
know. You never know.
Nothing's promised you. Yeah. It's like Astros going to a World Series. Yeah, they've gone to three. They may never go to another one. You never know. That's why you got to – that's why you're telling them to get a bat.
Hey, no, run it back, baby. Go to Reno and run it back.